Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We are back from our break, and you are here with Sherry Patterson of the Black Awareness Association on our weekly show. And Kay Smith is got in our conversation today with attorney Lori Colbert of Colbert Family Law, LLC, in Anchorage, Alaska. And I will just let these ladies go for it again. I'm really enjoying this.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Sherry. Thank you again, Attorney Colbert, for spending this time with us. This is so, so appreciated. And your gratitude and kindness for and your patience, notwithstanding, for just being with us. We so appreciate it. And well, you're part of us now. We love you forever. we'd like to, thank you so much. We'd like to learn a little bit more about your practice there in Anchorage. And so tell us about your firm. Tell us about your practice areas, your vision, your accomplishments. Tell us, you know, tell us what or whom prompted you to move your business in this direction. And yes, just go for it. Talk to us.
All right. Well, I started off as an associate, and I'm going to date myself too, 25 years ago with the law firm of Mendel & Huntington. That morphed into Mendel & Associates, and that morphed again into Mendel Colbert & Associates. So the Mendel in all of that was Allison Mendel, who was a well-known attorney for her civil rights activism in a lot of areas, but primarily the LGBTQ area. And she was one of the lawyers that brought same-sex marriage to Alaska. So I worked with her until she retired. And so she retired and left us. And during that whole time, I've done nothing but family law. So upon her retirement, we decided to dissolve the firm. And the two partners that were left, we decided to do our own solo practice. My firm solely focuses on family law. So my tagline is in good times and in bad. The tagline is that because my first love, more than anything, the thing that I love to do most of all is adoptions. Mm. I love to do family creation. And so adoptions, I actually have a wall that has pictures from my babies that have been adopted through my help. My babies and kids that have been adopted through my assistance. I just love seeing those families formed and seeing all the love that comes from adoptions. I also do, along with adoptions, the family formation, I do surrogacy contracts. I help connect, well, don't connect, but I help write surrogacy contracts for those people that are willing. And I say willing, but it's a great gift for a woman to be willing to carry somebody else's baby. And I think that's one of the greatest gifts of all, along with adoption, those mothers that are willing to provide what they feel is a better home for their child. And so those are the things that I love to do. So those are the good times, and I love to do those things. I also do the other stuff. So when the family is falling apart, whether it be divorce, custody, child support, domestic violence, I help in all those situations. Those aren't fun. People are very stressed. They're very emotional. You are dealing with people at one of the highest stress points in their life. I think that going through a divorce is like one of the top three stressors that an adult can go through. And so I try to provide calm, compassionate, and expert legal advice to them. I'm not the attorney that's gonna do whatever the client wants to do, because that's not what you hired me for. You hired me for my expertise and my experience. And so I'm gonna give you, you know, what I think that you need to know, what's best for your kids, what's the best thing that's gonna advance your goals for your family. So that's what I wanna focus on. And so in doing that, I also am trained in mediation. so I can also help mediate and resolve people's disagreements that way. I'm also trained as a collaborative professional. And so I'm a member of the Alaska Association of Collaborative Professionals. And what that is a group of people that are trained in the collaborative process. And so what we do is we kind of take off our adversarial hats and we work together as a group. So me and my client, the other party and their attorney, and we have some neutral professionals that work with us. And we come together at a table and we work out, you know, we look at what are the big goals for this family, because even though they're splitting up, they're still a family and they still have goals that they have kids to raise. And so we're looking at what are the road marks that we can do to get this family to reach their goals. And I love, love, love that process, because our motto is divorce with dignity, because it's very respectful. You know, everybody has a hand in what they're doing, and it's a much more efficient and positive way to separate your family. So those are some of the things that I do. Just a little bit more about me professionally. I'm active with the Alaska Bar Association. I spent about 8 years as co-chair of the family law section. And so there I helped coordinate our monthly section meetings and help organize continuing legal education courses. I'm also involved with the American Bar Association family law section, and I've been on their governing council, been on the CLE committee for that, worked on several committees within that area. And right now, my biggest thing with the American Bar is I'm the state representative to the House of Delegates. And so what that is the American Bar Association is the largest group in the country of attorneys. And so they have what they call a House of Delegates, and think of it like Congress, essentially. And every state has a representative that gets, we go and we're part of the nominating committee and we get to vote on certain things. But the House of Delegates is the policy-making body of the American Bar Association. So when the American Bar Association president comes out and speaks out on whether or not, comes out and speaks about the Supreme Court nominee, that might be something that we've taken up in the House. Now, we haven't taken that up in the House because we haven't had a meeting to take that up in the House in that respect. Another example is issues that have happened with immigration. When the American Bar Association comes out and makes policy comments, those are things that have come out of the House of Delegates. And so I really love being part of that body. It's over 500 attorneys that are a part of that body. And I just love being a part of that policy making for attorneys around the world, mainly in the country, but we have, offshoots around the world. When we talk about our professional rules, those are modeled from things that we get from the American Bar Association. So again, we have a hand in that. And so that's one of the big things I do professionally. And let's see, what else do I do? Those are probably the main things that I do professionally. And yeah, I think the last thing is just, you know, who I am. I try to be caring, compassionate. I try to hear what my clients have to say. And I try to steer them in the right direction and make legal arguments for them that are gonna win the day but also have merit in them. So I'm not going to be one that's going to make a meritless argument. I often tell my clients, if I can make, you know, I'm not going to make an argument that I can't make without a straight face. So that's my goal. I try to hone my skills so that I'm a good lawyer, because whatever I do, I want to be good at it. And so that's always my goal.
Awesome.
A true civil servant. Thank you so much, Attorney Lori Culbert. And for anyone who wants to connect with your agency and to have a more one-on-one with you, they can look you up. Look you up, Lori Culbert Legal Services there in Anchorage. Thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to spend some time with us and to illuminate us on the issues facing us in the civil justice area during these trying times, these tumultuous times. And thanks for your times and your moments of reassurance as well. Very helpful to us. And we are very grateful, one more time, very grateful for your kindness, for spending time with us. Thank you so much, Attorney Lori Culbert.
Thank you. Thank you, Kay and Lori. We have enjoyed the conversation. Juno, thank you for joining us. And as we leave today, I came across a quote from, of course, Dr. King. And it says, change does not roll in on the wheels of inevitability, but it comes through continuous and constant struggle. So keep pushing, keep dreaming, and things will change. It may not change right away, but it will eventually change. Keep dreaming and dream big. Change will come. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.